Hey, are you there? Hi. Well, today is Sunday. I just like playing with my new mic. I don't care about you. I just like to record things with my new microphone. So, and you're not even there because I have zero subscribers. So, hey, Audio Boo guys, if you, because you're kind enough to send me a tweet prodding me to start recording again, so I am, but now I have no idea. I can't remember how it all works, so I don't want to point my Chub Creek listeners towards this, and I don't think I know why. Maybe it's because I want to see how well I can get this to do on its own. Is that it? Maybe. Anyway, so Audio Boo guys, hey, by the way, is that ever cool how you got Stephen Fry? I keep confusing him with Glenn Fry. Stephen Fry is the one with the bigger nose. but he's cool. Of the two guys, I prefer Stephen Fry for his awesome presence on any film that he's in. He's really, really good in everything. You see him in Gosford Park, he's hysterical in that. He's just surrounded by insanity, and he's just kind of this oasis of detective-savvy calmness. Great movie. Last night I went to see a movie. I don't know where I was going with that other than to say, hey, Audio Boo guys, way to go for getting Stephen Fry to endorse your product. And how do I get people to listen? Because it's kind of boring if no one's listening. And I went to see a movie with the parents last night, which was really, it was fun. I just love movies. I don't care if it's a good movie or a bad movie. I love the popcorn and the big space and the sound and the big picture and just the feeling of, I think you have to grow up going to the movies, because I can't quite explain to myself why I like it so much more than sitting at home doing nothing and watching it on my, watching it on the TV. I wonder why I filled that in with doing nothing. Sitting at home doing nothing is a phrase. I was also thinking about podcasting in general and how I've kind of been on this journey of pursuing my audiophile hobby, which I love, and learning how to create a weekly thing, a weekly episode every week, or pretty much every week, in a way that doesn't require... Oh, there goes a fire truck. In a way that doesn't require a lot of effort, so that I will just not stop doing it, which is what happened the first time I tried. The first few years I did Chub Creek, I just burned out. Anyway, so I really admire is the Dixon Janes podcast. The Scarborough dude, Ken, the Scarborough dude of the Dixon Janes podcast, because he's so good at, number one, just speaking freely about whatever, but it's also having the topic be something mildly interesting, whether it's extremely introspective, navel-gazing, or it's something political, or it's something about history. So now that I've kind of got my podcast going, which is at chubcreek.com if you're interested, I would like to figure out how to learn how to speak about something much more engaging than I do now. Because right now, basically what I do... Because here's where it is from my perspective. I take my cool recorder, which records an amazing stereo. Not this thing I'm recording in now. This is just the iPhone. But I have a Zoom H2N recorder with a beautiful surround sound recording capabilities. And so it gets me excited just to take the thing out somewhere pretty, you know, with lots of birds or lots of water sounds or whatever, any kind of, or, you know, even a culvert somewhere where the sound's echoing or under a road. I've done that before. So that's cool. And it's kind of like, you know, I'm getting a lot out of that, but I'm sure nobody else is. So I'm kind of right now just re-examining all of that and deciding, okay, if you're going to continue this hobby, you should probably try to make it more interesting for everybody else. Because I just finished episode 167 of Chub Creek, and I could barely sit through it because I was so bored stiff. There's some, you know, if you're into cats, you know, I talked about my cat and like I mean, if someone else was talking about their cat, I'd slip into a coma, I'm sure. Anyway, I thought I'd share that thought pattern with you. Anyway, the great thing about Audioboo is I don't have to, go on for very long, and I don't have to have a point. I just have to say hello, say goodbye, and say see you next time.